Welcome back to the second half hour of The Townships at 12. I'm your host, Maureen. Now, in this half hour, I'll be talking with Isaac Shane. Isaac Shane, lots of radio experience. He's with the Hit Oldies guys on the weekend, and you can hear him every Sunday from 1 to 4 p.m. playing the oldies. Now, he also has another show on Thursday night at 7 p.m., and that is all the hits from Billboard. And that show can be heard. It's repeated on Friday at 8 p.m. And Isaac is going to be talking today about his radio experience and also his journey to becoming cancer-free. We'll start off this half hour of the show with Let's Hear It for the Boys. That's an oldie, and it's by Denise Williams. And right after the song, we'll hear the interview with Isaac Shane. So please stay tuned. CJMQ 88.9 FM, I'm Maureen Dillon-Teasdale, and this is the Townships at 12, and today we're interviewing Isaac Shane. Now, Isaac has a show with the Hit Oldies Gang on the weekend, and he also does a show with the Current Hits on Thursday evening at 7, and it's repeated on Friday at 8. So welcome, Isaac.
Thank you, Maureen. Thank you for having me on CJMQ and the Townships at 12.
Now, how did you get started in radio?
Well, interesting. I graduated from Concordia University, participated in the local radio station, PRSV. And then when I graduated, a friend of mine in Toronto who worked for RPM Magazine told me about an opening in Quebec City. And so I applied. I got the job. They were looking for someone to do midnight to 6, and I got hired. And I guess the rest is history.
That's awesome. Now, tell us about how you got involved with the township station that's now defunct, CKTS.
Interesting. I was working in Regina after Quebec. I spent a month at CJME in Regina, Saskatchewan. And then, having stayed in touch with Ted Silver, he told me about a potential opening in Sherbrooke at CKTS. I was looking forward to being back in the townships in Montreal, which is where I'm from. And when that opportunity came up, I jumped on it. I literally spent 1 month in Regina and then drove back to Sherbrooke, Montreal, a month later. And then started on CKTS.
Okay, how long were you at CKTS?
I was there for close to 5 years.
Okay.
1974-75 until 1980. And had a wonderful time there.
Mm-hmm.
Met some great people. Ron Smith, God bless him, and Larry Hill, Gordon Breen, Diana Parker. Some wonderful people, and made some long-lasting friends in the Sherbrooke, Lennoxville area. It was really great to spend 5 years in Sherbrooke.
Okay. Now, in the past couple of years, I think it's the past couple of years, you faced some health challenges. Would you like to tell us about that, Isaac?
In September of 2021, I was diagnosed with cancer. It was a form of head and neck cancer. A tumor was found under the right side of my tongue, and as a result, I had to have radiation, chemotherapy, surgery to remove part of my tongue and part of my throat. So it was a long 2-year recovery, but I am on the other side. I'm cancer-free since October 12th of 2021, and being 2 years out is a milestone in the cancer world. And I just got my results from the PET scan, all clear. So I feel very grateful to be on the other side.
Mm-hmm. That's certainly wonderful, because I know your passion is radio. So this must have been very difficult for you.
Well, interesting you mentioned that, because things that we tend to take for granted, like speaking, chewing, talking, eating, I had to relearn all of those things. I have no saliva even as we speak, so I have lozenges, I have sprays that keep my mouth fluid, and then by going through therapy, I was able to learn how to speak again and eat again, which I'm really enjoying. So it is a learning experience. It's a long road to recovery. It is not immediate, but it's a journey that I've gone through, and actually have become a mentor, a member of the Cancer Survivors Group. And anytime someone has an issue or a question regarding cancer, I'm always there to answer any questions. And that would include anybody in the Sherbrooke area. If they wanted to reach out to me, they can certainly reach out to CJMQ, and then I'm sure you or David could put me in touch with these individuals. But I think the one thing I came away with, if there's anything that is not right, I would address that immediately. You have to be your own advocate. And in my situation, I had an MRI that was missed the first time, and it was discovered 8 months later because something was just not right. And my wife was my biggest advocate. She said to me, it's not getting better. You need to pursue this until you get the answers you need. And I was very fortunate. And it all worked out for me. And I feel very, very blessed, very lucky to be talking to you.
We're really glad that it worked out for you. Knowing you, your voice sounds the same as it did before. So that's amazing there. You must have really worked on the therapy.
Well, when I wake up in the morning, I do these mouth exercises to make sure I can articulate and speak as best as I can in a normal voice. But what I found is a real passion for doing this radio show on CJMQ. And I am so grateful to you and David for giving us a platform, for giving me an opportunity to do my show every Sunday. And I love doing it. And I also enjoy doing the current show, which is Today's Hot Hits, that I know is recorded, played on Thursday and Friday nights, and I appreciate doing that as well.
Oh, we appreciate having you. Now, you're on Sundays with the hit oldies from, is it 1 p.m. to 4 p.m.?
Actually, it's 1 to 4, and when I'm asked to fill in and do an extra hour occasionally, it'll be noon to 4. That is basically every Sunday, and that's live. And, I'm playing the oldies from the 60s all the way through the 90s, sometimes early 2000s. And it's the music that I remember in my youth, and also that I got to play on the radio when I was on the radio as a DJ in the 70s. So it brings back special memories for me, and I hope for the listeners as well.
Mm-hmm. Now, your other show with the hits, the current hits, that's on Thursday at 7. It's repeated at 8 on Friday. Now, how do you go from oldies to the current hits? Because I don't think many people are very adventurous going from one genre to another.
Well, the oldies is really my wheelhouse. In the words of Ted Silver and Daniel, that's what people remember me, of course, when I was on CKTS. But I do have a love for the new music, too. And I always make this joke. I'm probably one of the only people at my age who will watch the Grammy Awards and know every song and every word to every song and every artist. It kind of keeps me young, and I really enjoy music of today as well. So I'm glad that I have the platform to do these two separate shows on Sundays when I do the oldies, and of course during the week when I play the current music and the top 7 songs in Sherbrooke.
Okay, that's awesome. Let's talk a bit about technology. Right now, you do not only have to be in the CJMQ studio when you do your show, but you can go live even though you're living in California. So you're in California, you're going live. So tell us a bit about what it was like to have a radio show when you first started in radio. It must be quite, quite different.
It really is. I find it almost seamless at this point. When I was approached, I think it was by Daniel and Ted about doing a show on Hit Oldies and CJMQ, I had no idea what the expectations were. But I was very lucky to have one of the gentlemen who was able to program the station for me and create my own radio station on my computer. So it's all computer-based. It is live with my microphone, my mixer, but it is very different than having two turntables like I did back in the 70s. The nice thing is, everything is pretty seamless and the music really flows, and I really enjoy doing it from my home. I am sometimes feeling guilty when I am giving the local weather in the middle of winter when it's 20 degrees below zero and there's a snowstorm going on. And here I look outside and it's sunny and it's 70 degrees Fahrenheit, which is our normal weather.
Okay. And what are some special memories you have from your radio years?
Well, interesting. Special memories from my radio years. There are a couple of things that come to mind. I remember the Traversée, I think it's called La Traverse or La Traversée, the swim from Newport to Magog. I remember being involved with that back in 1979 or 1980. All the local radio stations from Sherbrooke were there. There were people in boats broadcasting live as the swimmers were swimming from Newport, Vermont to Magog. And that was a special time. And I understand that's still being done. The other event was the other special memory was the High Street concert at Victoria Park, and having the opportunity to introduce the group to the city of Sherbrooke, who at that time were very well known anyway. But to see this huge crowd at this park to watch High Street perform was pretty amazing. And that, those two were really some of my most fondest memories of Sherbrooke, other than some personal little trips down to Newport, Vermont, having dinner, you know, at the Landing restaurant, and then just developing friendships and spending time driving around the eastern townships up to Magog, Mount Orford, down to North Hatley. It's just spectacular scenery, and I can understand why so many people gravitate to the township, especially, you know, to ski in the wintertime, enjoy the fall and summers. I would still be there today if I hadn't moved to San Diego.
Okay. It is a beautiful place, especially at different times of the year, not so much in winter, but I agree with you. Anything else you'd like to add before we go?
I enjoyed the winters too. And that's because I didn't have to go out and drive. There was something about having a snowstorm at Christmas time where you could kind of watch the snow come down and enjoy the beautiful white Christmas that I do miss. So please send me some snow.
We'll try.
If you're trying to get rid of some snow, please send it to me. I'd love some here.
We don't have too much this year.
That's what I hear. And then I guess that's easy for me to say because the snow does melt. So I know the snow melts pretty quickly. In fact, we have snow in the mountains. And there are people, believe it or not, who will drive 60 miles, 2 hours of bumper-to-bumper traffic to play in the snow. And I've seen people take their shovels, fill up their truck beds with snow, only to have it melt by the time they get home. I think it's the novelty of being able to just play in the snow. And again, that's one of the that's something that we don't have here in San Diego. You literally have to go up to the mountains to really enjoy some snow.
Okay, I guess I haven't learned that appreciation of snow yet. If there's anything else you'd like to add, Isaac?
Something I might be able to add to this interview. I appreciate you wanting to have me on your show. And it's a lot of fun being on CJMQ. It's great to be on an FM station. Just because of the sound quality, it's very different from having been on AM radio in the past. I hope to get back to Sherbrooke maybe next year and do a live show from CJMQ. That would be a lot of fun.
Now that would be really a lot of fun. That. Yeah, that would be a lot of fun. Well, hopefully we can aim for that.
That would be great. And please let your listeners know that if there is anybody who is going through cancer, especially the type of cancer that I have, which is called head and neck cancer, they can feel free to reach out if they have any questions.
Okay.
And if I can be a resource in any way, you know, I'm always happy to do that.
Well, thanks very much, Isaac, and all the best there. And we look forward to hearing you on the radio for many more years.
Oh, I appreciate it. And you bet. I will do this indefinitely.
Oh, that's
having
great to
a great
hear.
Time. It keeps me young. It keeps me young, keeps me fresh.
Good, good for you. Well, thanks again for the interview, Isaac.
Yes, I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Okay. On the Townships at 12, we'll have some health news. Can you prevent cancer with lifestyle changes? Now, this is from the U.S., but I would imagine it's similar in Canada, and it's from the Mayo Clinic. In the U.S., 4 out of 10 cancer cases are associated with preventable risk factors. That's according to the latest Cancer Progress Report from the American Association for Cancer Research. February is National Cancer Prevention Month, and Dr. John Ebert, medical director of the Mayo Clinic Nicotine Dependence Center, says it's never too late to make lifestyle changes that can decrease your risk of cancer. What do tobacco, alcohol, and obesity have in common? They can all increase your risk of developing cancer. Smoked tobacco is strongly linked to cancer in almost every part of the body. Smoked tobacco produces about 7,000 chemicals, and when you inhale those chemicals in your body, they cause alterations in cells. And it's those alterations in cells that can lead to cancer, says Dr. Ebert. He says smoking also weakens your immune system, making it harder to fight cancer cells. One of the best ways to lower your cancer risk is to not use any kind of tobacco. We always say it's never too late to stop smoking, and the risk for cancer after quitting cigarette smoking, for example, goes down. But it takes some time, says Dr. Ebert. Consuming alcohol increases your risk of breast, head and neck, esophageal, and colorectal cancers. At every level of alcohol consumption, there is cancer risk. But heavier drinkers have higher cancer risk than lighter drinkers, says Dr. Ebert. Finally, packing on extra pounds can increase your risk of cancer in several ways. Excess body weight increases estrogen and insulin, which can increase the rate of cellular division, which can increase the risk for cancer. But also, excess body weight is associated with inflammation, and inflammation is a known risk factor for the development of cancer, says Dr. Ebert. Bariatric surgery has been shown to decrease risk of hormone-related cancers, such as breast, endometrial, and prostate, as well as pancreatic and colorectal cancers. However, there are less dramatic steps people can take. Small, sustainable steps toward weight loss are the most effective when we think about diet and exercise. There are the classic approaches, but also there are new medications on the market that can help people lose weight, says Dr. Ebert. And that's our health news today from the Mayo Clinic here on the Townships at 12. And you're listening to theCUBE 88.9 FM. We heard some health news, and we also heard the song from Dua Lipa, and the song is called Houdini. I'd like to thank my guest today, Brittany Goodsell. I hope Brittany has inspired some of you, as she did with me, to take time to work out and take care of ourselves in general. And I want to thank Isaac Shane, radio host and cancer survivor. Check out Isaac's show on Thursday nights at 7 for the current hits. It's also repeated on Friday at 8 and 1 p.m. on Sundays for the oldies. Thanks for listening, everybody. We will close the show with Katrina, Walking on Sunshine.